Hey, if you like the content we're putting out at punninggame.com, don't forget to support us. Head to patreon.com/punninggame. And here's your episode of the day.
Fun-filled edition, mainly focusing on, I don't know, this little holiday of adult gluttonous St. Paddy's Day.
We're going to focus on that this week?
Why not? I mean, I have stories to tell.
Yeah, I wanted to bring something up about how dumb it is that you just on Facebook and different apps check into bars you're going to.
Oh, that was more because I had some people that were thinking about coming to meet up. So I was just like, hey, I'm here instead of sending a bunch of text.
That's dumb. Well, I still think that's stupid.
It's so everybody can find me.
Yeah, it's so you can just let the people who are hired to kill you as assassins find you a lot easier.
Oh, for sure. I mean, why not? Hey, I'm probably drinking right now. Well, there was no probably on St. Patrick's Day.
I can make your murder look like an accident so much easier just because I know you're at a bar drinking.
Yeah, exactly. Just all these horrible ailments could befall me because of a decision made at a bar.
Oh my God, his face was right in the middle of the toilet. He must have slipped and just drowned in the toilet.
He slipped and fell on that broken bottle. Weird.
Yeah, and he really just jammed it right into his own neck.
Yeah, it's just such a weird angle, but he totally did it because his hand's touching it.
Yeah, I don't know how he got that nice jab into the back of the spinal cord in the neck, but man, he really went for it, and he got some real force behind it.
Yeah, exactly. I go, and he made sure he slit his own wrist. Oh, just a massacre of himself.
Man, that bathroom will never look the same.
He tried to sterilize himself by pouring all the alcohol he had on him.
Just ridiculousness of... I just don't understand the whole checking in places and doing that kind of stuff online. Because aren't there just apps, like, dedicated to you, like, literally... I think, what was it? I don't know if it's
like Foursquare
anymore, but there... Yeah, like Foursquare. Isn't the whole thing is like that's the only purpose of that app is to like
check in. Yeah,
oh, check in and do it. Is there like some kind of deals you get from that?
I have no idea. I briefly tried it and then I realized like, if you constantly check in here, you become the mayor of this building, and that seems so stupid.
It just seems like a very weird way for people to track everything you're doing.
Well, I mean, technically your phone's doing that for you. You're just doing extra effort to make sure something else can do it for you.
Yeah, well, your phone is definitely always doing it, but not every human being known to man can, like, just automatically access that information. It's a little harder just to get that information from your phone if you're not volunteering it out there, where if you're just doing that, everyone and their goddamn mom can see where you've been.
Now, the way I was using it, like I said, was to get people to know where I'm at to come, you know, to that particular bar or whatnot.
Right.
And then the ones that are truly dumb are the ones that are like, hey, I'm on vacation. If you know where I live, feel free to steal my shit.
Dude, I can't, like, the people who just, like, post, like, vacation photos on Facebook and what they're doing and stuff. I always post that stuff, like, after.
Exactly,
I go on vacation.
Yeah. Put up like a little photo catalog thing of it. Be like, yo, I was here this last week, but now I'm home to fuck up your day if you come here.
Yeah, exactly. It's weird. I'm very curious sometimes of the stuff that people will put out there as far as personal details and stuff like that of like where they are and what they're doing online. I'm just like, I don't know. It's just almost like there is no privacy anymore, which isn't surprising, but nonetheless, it's still weird.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there is no privacy. People shit with the doors open and try and hold conversations now. Everything's fucking bizarre.
Well, I do that at home.
With who? Like, you have some people over, you just...
My imaginary friend, Steve.
Oh, okay. Like, it's just bizarre.
Steve's thing is he likes to watch me poop.
Speaking of talking to people while you're pooping, at... I was at Annie. No, it wasn't Annie's. I think it was at Stokes, or it was one of the bars.
Was
I
she
to.
Okay though?
No, it was DJ's Dugout. There was no. It
was she okay though? It was Annie okay?
That was the joke I made immediately when somebody said we're going to Annie's. So sorry, beat you to it.
Yeah. I wasn't there, so I can't fucking. I can't know that, Nathan.
It's okay. In proper fashion, I spit that out as they were finishing the word Annie. The second they said that, it's just like instantaneous. And it was funny to watch the bewildered looks of a bunch of people like, what? What? And then there's a couple people that are like, oh, Michael Jackson. Oh, I get it. I'm like, oh, my God, you're so slow.
Just watching those wheels get cranked by a hamster slowly, but they're getting there.
It's so weird. Like, our entire family has become accustomed to just the ridiculous puns that just throw out of our mouth everything they say. Like, just constantly trying to overthink it. Like, what?
Yeah.
But no, so I go to the bathroom in one of these DJ dugouts because anybody knows on St. Patrick's Day, you are making a multitude of visits. Like, you're filling up a lot of lemonade bottles during the course of this, and the line's ridiculous because...
Is that how you measure your piss intake, or your output, I should
yeah,
say?
Yeah, I just carry around a drum on my back and just pee in that 5-gallon drum and see how I do for the rest of the night.
You're just in lemonade bottles, though. You're just like, I carry around a Minute Maid bottle of lemonade and fill that up
but,
and dump it out every
but
time.
But I care about the environment, so I use the cardboard box variety. So I go in there, and of course there's a line because every place is busy. Every bar you can imagine. If it's not busy, you live in a shit town. The place, go in, I'm in a line, which is fantastic when you have to pee. And then you go over, and I'm like, oh, a stall opened up. And then I'm hearing somebody, I'm like, talking to themselves. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I hear the other voice. There's two dudes in the other stall. One's shitting and the other's staring at him, talking. So that's okay. Thanks, Omaha.
So was there just no stall door on that, or is it just open?
Oh, no. There's a stall door. There's two people in it. It's shut.
Okay, I was trying to give these dudes the benefit of a doubt in my mind that, like, that dude was, like, blocking the door while his buddy pooped. Like, he was trying to be like, I got you, bro. I'll be the door since you got to poop, like, kind of thing. But, no, he's being weird.
I enjoy weird. Don't get me wrong, but... That I was just like, all right, I didn't know, and I, because of sanitary reasons, I didn't, but I really wanted to lift my hand over and be like, high five! But, yeah, I didn't know where that hand was coming from.
Yeah, and, you know, he might be one of those dudes where, you know, he wipes with his own hand because of the shitty public restroom. Toilet paper just doesn't get enough grip in there.
Well, there's that. I mean, that reminds me of the prank I used to do in, like, middle school where you take a malt ball and rub it on your hands, reach under to the other stall and go, hey, you got any toilet paper over there?
Nah.
It's just a beautiful joke, and just you just hear, oh, my God! But...
Oh, my God!
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that happened. Just a lot of fun. I got to see a dude straight up collapse. Not once, but twice. And when I say collapse, I mean like...
You saw what collapse?
A dude. He's straight up standing at a table. We're on outside because Annie's built this deal similar to how the Power and Lights District have, where you can get into an open container outside area and walk around. And they got a huge like Jumbotron and a band playing in front of it. So
okay,
we get that. It's awesome. But this dude is just hammer drunk. So he is, A, passing out on the table. I see this guy's three took them to pick up this dude. So he didn't look like he was that heavy, but he must have been. Anyways, three people carry him. One by the head, one at the midsection, one got the feet. They carry him away. Not 15, 20 minutes later, he's back at that table. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And then
it's home base.
And then he proceeds to collapse. He just falls over. And the second time he falls over, 5 minutes after the first, his legs buckle. He face plants on the cement almost near a sewer grate and just bites it. And then his friends pick him up and he's like, no big deal. Nothing happened. I'm like, oh, man. You're going to be so
fucking
mad. Yeah,
you know, because because head injuries, you know, you just can bounce right back from those. You hit your head, and it's like an instant wake up.
Oh yeah, CTE be damned. That's a myth.
Yeah, you ever want to get sober real fast, just like hit your head against the pavement, and like you'll sober up.
Yeah, I mean, and you knew this place was rocking the second you walked in, because there's a dude just braced against a tree, one armed, hurling, just watering this tree. And his friends are a good 25 feet away, all pointing, laughing, and snapping.
Oh,
just
Jesus.
Like, yep. And mind you, I mean, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, I think St. Patty's Day's on Saturdays, like how it fell this year. Like last year it was on a Friday, which then people go drink after work. Not as big of a deal. People being able to drink all goddamn day on a Saturday is not good. And it's not like it's just, like, for a football game. Like, there's drinking all day for a football game, like tailgating. Yeah, it's a lot of people, but it's not an entire place. Whereas, like, all of a sudden, you have all of Omaha literally drinking all goddamn day. It's not good. It's never good.
And then, not to mention, okay, it's it was, like, maybe 38 degrees outside. Freezing cold. We're standing outside. I can barely hold my beer. I'm just sitting there like, oh, this is cold, until we finally got that table. And I'm looking around, and I'm seeing all these people in shorts and shit, and then a bunch of girls wearing those, like, those capris where they show off their stomach. And I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you? And then a couple people, I'm like, I guess I'm just super judgmental. People watching going, you shouldn't be wearing that.
No, well, most people shouldn't be, because they're not self-aware enough to understand you're making other people uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not about making other people uncomfortable, Nathan. You have to be comfortable with them.
My favorite is this drunk lady just sloppily stumbles over to our table, sets her beer down, goes, "Duh, you guys got a lighter?" And we're all looking at each other like, do you see any of us smoking, having a cigarette, ashtray, anything around here? No, get the fuck on.
Well, you don't know, man.
Well, and then she just parks herself and just... Oh, I found my lighter in my purse. And then lights up and then tries to have a conversation. All of us are standing around going, get the fuck away.
Like, yeah, well, dude, like, she's probably hammered, and people don't have any kind of clue when they're hammered. Nobody does, like, personal space or anything. You think everybody wants to hang out and talk. I don't know what it is, man. People just... Inhibition is just thrown out the window.
Oh, it's amazing. Like, we're in line. Somebody hands somebody a phone. 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we just get there. And they hand a phone, and it's got, like, FaceTime going or something. And here's their sentence. Your camera's on. Are you wanting me to take a picture of you? Like, completely incomprehensible.
Baby talk, you know. Who's
No, his friend.
Is
So his friend comes up and tries to get him, like, "Hey, come on, our table's over here." And all you hear is some. I'm like, "Oh man, you're gone to the level. Your motor functions and speech have stopped because you can barely stand." I'm just like, "Oh, so many sloppy drunks at noon."
It's so bad. Like, what's weird about that is, like, I almost question your friends at that point, because, like, I get that they want to stay out and keep having a good time, but at some point when you have a friend who's that drunk, aren't you obligated to at least, like, either get them a cab home or take them home yourself? Like, you gotta, having them that drunk in public and just keeping them out with you in that state isn't gonna help anybody. You gotta play your hand, your Dell, and just, like, fold and walk home, right?
Oh, you'd assume so, but, you know, people have really shitty friends nowadays.
I guess. I mean, Jesus, man, just go home. Like, at that point, there's no need to be out anymore. Like, you have one friend who can't even make sentences and is trying to use FaceTime.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Like, I was laughing because you got everybody in ridiculous outfits. I did see one awesome person rocking a Coach Bombay jersey, and I wanted to mug him and steal it.
Flying V, bro.
Yeah, Exactly. And it was fun explaining who.
You know, what's funny, what's ironic is that dude was wearing that jersey, and later that night he got pulled over for a DUI, and now he has to perform community service by coaching a hockey team.
That'd be great. Though, but I had to explain after I was excitingly telling, like, everybody around me, oh, it's Coach Bombay jersey, awesome! And then I had to immediately explain who Coach Bombay was. I'm like, oh, depressing.
You know, he's from Pompeii.
Yeah, so.
You know, that is sad, though. Like, well, I'm assuming you're hanging out with people who are around your age, so that would have been, like, right in the wheelhouse of when they were fucking, when that movie came out.
I mean, people are hammered.
Yeah,
it's just like, ooh. I mean.
Well, and I'm sure if you just said, oh, a Mighty Ducks jersey, they probably would have been more, like, on top of it rather than just Coach Bombay.
Yeah, I just blatantly assume they knew the characters.
Yeah, you're just listing off characters. Like, you never, how awesome would it be you never say the title of the movie, you start listing off everybody. You know, like Goldberg, he was the goalie, and then
you got the knuckle puck. Like, you got all this cool shit.
Yeah, just all references, but never say the name. Yeah, but what's the name of the film? You know, like, you know, like they were out on the ice, and he drove a limo out there on the ice.
It's Emilio Estevez, you dick.
Emilio! Emilio!
So we had fun doing that. Then on the outside of that Annie's, though, they had this cool thing where it's just like a bunch of 2x4s boxed in, and they're having human foosball.
Ooh.
So that was sweet, because all they had is like the poles going across, and then they had a bigger slice of PVC pipe with, like, ropes attached. And you had to hold on to these ropes and slide side to side, like you're the pieces, and just kick this ball. Well, there's no nets on the outside, so immediately I saw a ball get kicked up and splash green beer all over this girl. And I immediately start cackling with laughter. And then, because our table was right next to this thing, a mere 5 feet away from it, I kept watching these events go on, and the ball would go rocketing out of this confined area, because it'd go up over the railings and drill people in the face or whatever and just land on tables and spill beers. And I was just laughing because all these people are too drunk, and I was surprised nobody, like, wanted to fight.
You know, well, that's because everybody was too busy having a ball of the time, Nathan.
Yeah, thank you. yeah. that good one.
I have to ask you, did you drink green beer on St. Patty's Day?
No, I'm not big on the green beer thing. I just had Coors Light.
You shouldn't, because you're an asshole if you do that. You're a fucking dick.
Well, that's why I giggled so much when I saw that green beer pour all over that girl. It was a full cup of green beer.
I also kind of get mad when I see fucking Bud Light cans that are green just for St. Patty's Day. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
I mean, I'm all right with that. At least you're not having a green beer. It's whatever. It's just advertising.
Green beer is fucking stupid, though.
The bottom line is, like, those green cans for all the Bud Light and Budweiser, whatever. I only saw Bud Light and green. But the weird thing is, there's got to be a massive overstock on that. You think they go on sale?
See, that's what I always wonder. But, like, I feel like they're immediately gone as soon as St. Patty's Day's over, like the special cans. I didn't see any this year, though.
Oh, really? Yeah, I got to see quite a few.
I didn't see any green cans like I've seen in, like, the past few years.
I certainly didn't see as many. I saw, I think, only a handful.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see any. I didn't go to, like, a beer tent or anything. I actually didn't go out very long for St. Patty's Day. I went to, like, two bars, and that's it. And I was out for, like, maybe 3 hours, and I didn't even really get drunk. I probably had, like, 5 or 6 beers. Of course, four of those were craft beers, because we went down to the High Life Lounge in downtown and had a few beers
downtown.
There. And I of course, they had one of the most quality beers of all time on tap there, which is Hams. So I had a couple pints of Hams as I was at the High Life Lounge. You sigh all you want.
No
that
accounting
is delicious.
For taste.
It's so good. Dude, but I had, like, two of those, and then we went to the Iowa Tap Room, and I drank, like, 4 really nice IPAs and all that good shit.
Yeah, so I think, let's see, outside I only had, like, 2 beers in total, because it was too damn cold to be holding a beer, like, one of those Coors Light pints. So I was like, yeah. Even with that table, it's like coldness is a bitch. So when we ended up going someplace else, then they had like at DJ's, you know, those big ass cups they give you full of beer, and it's like, yep, give me those. So filled up on those. I think I only ended up having like 5 or 6 in total.
Yeah, I don't like going out on St. Patty's Day, man. Like, it just reminds me of how much I don't like going to bars that much anymore.
Oh, DJ's Dugout was terrible. You couldn't even get a seat. It stood the whole time. The whole hour and a half, 2 hours we were there, just standing.
Well, and I'm assuming – I always like going to DJ's during this time of year because March Madness is on, and they have literally, like, every game possible on TV. So it's kind of cool if you want to watch all the basketball. But it is so packed because everybody there is there for the same reason. They're trying to watch the basketball and drink. And
be warm because it's cold as shit outside. Like, the other tents that are out there that are still going are barren. Like, people are just like, nah, I don't feel like being outside today, which is smart.
Yeah, I just, the last couple years, St. Paddy's Day has not been, like, a super nice, like, there's been... like I remember years past where it's been nice on St. Paddy's Day, but the last like couple years have not been nice at all.
Oh, for sure.
It's just ugh. I don't know. St. Paddy's Day is a weird holiday to me. I've never understood it, to be honest, because it's supposed to be about St. Patrick, who drove the snakes out of Ireland.
No, it's about adults indulging their gluttonous consumption of alcohol.
Yeah, well, how did it turn into that, though? Like, when did it, like, flip?
I don't know. That's what I've always wondered. I think it's, just the stereotypes that people do where, like, oh, the Irish drink a lot. We should drink a lot in their honor. Like, just some rationalization to say, yeah, we can get drunk.
Is that why I'm supposed to slam tequila on Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, that's how you honor the dead.
Okay, cool. I was just making sure. Because, like, you know, I want to culturally appropriate.
And if you don't slam tequila and you have, like, vodka, whiskey, or anything else, you summon a demon.
El Diablo. Hijos mío.
Yeah. I think that's how that works. But, yeah.
I would assume so. And if you don't eat the worm, you are very disrespectful to the culture.
You know... I would gladly watch people do that again after I've done it, and that was the end of me. Like, I started a night like that, had that, and I was gone, I think, in 10 minutes.
Yeah, aren't you literally, like, fucked, like, immediately fucked up?
Well, yeah, because it absorbs all the alcohol, so it's just
it's got to taste terrible.
It is, and it's just like dropping Hiroshima into your gut.
Ugh. Yeah. Almost sounds like you could die from alcohol poisoning by eating that.
I don't know.
It's like a cyanide pill with alcohol.
You feel like you're going to die the next morning.
I bet. Your system probably is not built for that.
Oh, for sure.
Even for, like, full-blown alcoholics are like, fuck that.
Oh, they at least have that semblance of knowledge to go, no, no.
I might be fucked up all the time, but I ain't that fucked up.
Yeah, exactly. But the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is let's start a memorial. Toys R Us they're closing.
What? I'm sorry.
Toys R Us is closing. I know it's hard to hear through all my tears.
Oh man, I know that is kind of a bummer. All over too. Like I thought it was just like there's a store by me that was closing down right now, and I was like, oh, that's kind of a bummer. And then I heard the other day that they're all closing down.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
You know what's really a bummer is Jeffrey the Giraffe now has to go back to the zoo because he's got to go back to that gig.
No, he's just going over to, like, Asia and stuff like that because apparently it's bigger over in the Middle East.
Really? They still have Toys R Us over there?
Yeah.
So they're just closing here in
Here in Europe.
Here in Europe. I did not know that.
Yeah.
See, it's weird because you never think about those companies just because we all – like, any company. I always forget that, like – they open worldwide a lot of times, how big those companies are.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm interested to see what goes on because, man, I have fond memories of going to that video game cage where you had to buy it, bring a ticket up, and they had to scan it, and then this dumb shit had to walk back in this cage and had no fucking idea where anything's at, and they'd be in there for, like, 10 minutes searching for a game.
Right.
It's like, oh, damn it. You go anywhere else, but for some reason, carrying that ticket, especially if you got the last ticket, you just stand around waiting for somebody to come look at that game again, and all the tickets are gone because you got the last one.
Right, yeah. Everybody's like, what the fuck?
I can't wait to, oh, they don't have any more. And you had to bite your tongue so nobody came and, like, jacked your ticket.
Yeah. They just start coming after you like you're fucking Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. Like, get that kid! I want to go get free chocolate from Willy Wonka! And they just start, like, mobbing you.
I mean, that's how crazy that fucking place was. There's tickets all over the place when we were kids. Like, if you got Power Wheels or shit like that. Like, the bigger ticket items. Anything over, like, $50, apparently, you needed a ticket.
No ticket, no toy.
Pretty much. Fucking Jeffrey the Giraffe was running a shady fucking business.
Yeah, it was, it was very, very communist-like. Take a ticket if you want bread.
Pretty much. Yeah, and the best part is, since they're doing this, I hope there's some awesome sales so I can pick off the carcass of Toys R Us and get a great deal on anything.
You're just going to peck at their dying inventory like a vulture.
Yeah, I'm just going to swoop in and be like, ooh. Yes, I need these Star Wars toys.
You see all these nerds and, like, toy collectors circling it like vultures, just, like, high noon.
I picture, like, vultures with a Santa Claus sack just swinging in and stuffing it.
Hey, what do you want to do today? I don't know. We could go raid Toys R Us. Oh, you always say that.
But they're cheaper. It's going to be great. There's going to be deals galore because they're not going to send all that shit away. There's no way they send everything over to China, especially since so much of it's like electronics and shit like that. There's stuff that's actually region locked to here, so they're going to have to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's very true. Or I always kind of wonder, is it cheap? Well, this is probably what they do in this game. I'm only guessing, but I'm assuming they try to sell as much product as they possibly can. And then whatever they don't, they sell as like a retail wholesale to another person who sells similar stuff like that, and then they just buy their product so they have the inventory.
It's possible. I just can't wait because you know sales will eventually come. People aren't going to get the 75% off this cool item that cost hundreds of dollars that they're anticipating because that shit will be gone well before that. But once they start knocking like 25% off or something sizable, yeah, I'll be right there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad idea, especially, like, they have a decent video game selection. Like, so if you want to go pick up some games, you definitely can.
Oh, yeah, you could do that. There's
also
stuff.
Oh, well, I wonder, too, because I would not be surprised if Toys R Us is owned by another big corporation. You know what I mean? Like where it's like they run their own shit, but they're also owned by somebody else. It feels like there's always somebody above, you know what I mean? And I wouldn't be surprised if they just, like, take that and then reallocate all those resources to someplace else.
Hey, guys, you want to buy a new video game system from Johnson & Johnson? It's like, great. Okay.
Also comes with a 3-thing of baby oil. I don't need baby oil.
Baby powder?
You know you masturbate.
You can get some baby powder. It eliminates that chafing that you know you're going to get.
You have bed sores from sitting on your couch from playing so much PS4.
Your right arm, man. Are you, like, related to Roger Federer, or do you just jack off that much? So
you got a wicked backhand.
Yeah. If they've got the left hand, stranger danger. Yeah.
You know, I wanted to bring, he brought up the memorial service, you know, we'll keep that train going. I'm this will probably make you more sad than me. Well, it's still sad to me, but, RIP to Texas baseball coach, legendary coach, Augie Garrido. He bit the dust.
Cue music?
Is there music?
You know.
I thought you were about to, I was like, what are you making drops now? No, maybe? Yeah, he passed away, which if you guys, like, you, most of you probably don't pay attention to college baseball. Understandable. But Augie Garrido was a very good coach. Also, he was a good coach, but he's also better known for fucking just absolutely shitting on his players in the funniest ways possible.
How so?
Have you ever, never seen any of those videos?
I guess
of
I haven't.
Him, like, in the locker room?
No, I have not.
Oh, my God, dude. There's this fucking classic one. I encourage everybody to go out and find this one. It's right after they just got beat by somebody, and I can't remember who it was, but he walks into the locker room, and he's like, all right, listen up. Most of you guys are going to forget about this fucking embarrassment of a game in the next 15 minutes, but right now, I just have to tell you that was the most fucking god-awful game I've ever been a fucking part of. And he starts, like, yelling about how one dude got picked off first base. He's like, how the fuck do you get picked off first base? How the fuck do you let that happen? And then he's yelling at this other dude about, like, when I tell you to take, you fucking take. Don't tell me you didn't see the sign. You fucking take. And he just is livid. And he's like, I have to live with this fucking embarrassment of a game for the rest of my fucking life. He's like, I have utterly fucking failed you guys as a coach, and walks out. And then underneath the, after he does that, there's this caption that comes up. It says, Texas went on to win the next 12 straight games and win the Big 12 championship.
Yeah. I mean, it's that. There's people out here that will probably be like, oh, that's not the way to treat your players. The fuck it isn't. You need to win. It's you got to have that winner's mentality. You can't be, yeah. Well, hey, guys, you tried. Here's your trophy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he didn't pull punches, and there's a reason why he won I think he won 3 World College World Series, right?
I believe so.
Quite a few, or at least what I would consider quite a few. And he was very good. There's another one, too, that's really funny, where he's just like, he's like talking to his players out right after the game. They got beat. They beat them by like 6 runs, beat the other team. And this is what he says. That scoreboard does not reflect how bad this game was. He's like, if this was a gang fight, which none of you fuckers know anything the fuck about, he's like, you would be laying bloody in a hospital right now with your jaw wired shut. And I would come in and sit down with you, and we'd talk about how you utterly got fucking obliterated.
Solid. I mean, this is Coach of the Year.
Dude, I love – I don't know why that line, the utterly fucking obliterated, is one of, like, my favorite things ever. And, like – to be one of those players, everyone's like, well, you shouldn't talk to people that way. It doesn't feel good to be talked to that way, too. Like, I had coaches who said some pretty fucked up shit when I was in college ball like that. But at the same time, the people who hear that and take it personally,
they do so much better.
They have a wrong mindset. You shouldn't take, like, when you take it personally and it's like an attack on you. That's when those guys they're weak, and they're like, it wasn't me, or they try to self-reflect it. But if the dudes who take it like how you just said, in a way like he's trying to motivate me and take that and motivate yourself to get better, you end up being better. It's weird, and like, yeah, I know it's, dude, it fucking hurts to be called a fucking dumb shit and a fucking total fuck up. I've had that said to me, but it helped me motivate myself to be a better player.
Yeah, because it builds that motivation. Be like, I'm going to shut you the fuck up is what's going to happen now.
Right. Well, and you don't get a big head. Like, sometimes, like, if you just build people up like that in this weird way and just tell them nothing but, like, you're great, you're doing, they don't put in work.
Yeah, no.
So you have to almost break them down and be like, you aren't shit.
Yeah, that's just basically the military philosophy. The second they quit harping on you, you know you're doing the right thing. It's like you don't get praise. You're just not dressed down.
You're right. Yeah. If you're getting dressed down, you're doing something wrong.
Exactly. You're fucking up to where they're having to address it. So.
Well, also I know from baseball and stuff. There are some times where coaches would stop trying to help a kid like who with his technique and stuff like that, and that's even worse. That's death, because that means they've given up on trying to help you get better. That's death, man.
Yeah, it's okay, fine. You're a lost cause. Get the fuck out of here without saying.
I don't want to deal with your shit anymore.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's fucking awful.
Yeah.
I watched a few kids go that way, and I saw it happen. I was like, that fucking sucks. Like, they literally, and then guess what? It, you know, they keep them around the whole year, but at the end of the year when they do cuts and shit where they would do our one-on-one meetings, most of those dudes who were like that were gone. They weren't there next year.
Huh.
It's rough, man.
Yeah. You want to know what else is rough?
Bondage play?
Well, of course. But I don't want to go so obvious. There's an Indiana man. He's 19. He took a cab to rob a bank.
Is really 19 a man? Let's be honest.
No, but still, he took a cab to go
rob
a bank.
In the eyes of the law, he's a man. He took a what?
He took a cab to rob a bank. And then he took the money he stole from the bank to pay the cab driver to take him back. It's great. I mean, he's well thought out.
That Uber driver is super dope, though.
Yeah, he must be.
Was it an actual cab or an Uber driver?
It just says took a cab, so it's not very specific. It could very well be a Uber or Lyft driver. I don't know. It'd be kind of dumb to be a Lyft or Uber driver considering your car is your personal vehicle, and that could be traced very easily.
Yeah, I mean, he probably got a good tip out of it, probably.
Oh, I would fucking hope so. I mean, that guy had to be like, if he was going on Uber or Lyft, he got a 5-star fucking rating from that driver. It's like, man, that dude showered me in money.
What if this is a long con? Like, he somehow, he knew the taxi driver, so he left a big chunk of the money in the car. And the one dude took the fall, and the cab driver was like, I didn't know, man. I just, like, took him to the bank because I was just, like, called, got to take to the bank, and I didn't see anything happen. Like, and he just got in, and we left. And then, like, that dude's in jail for a few years, and then he gets out, and he splits the money with him. But that's the plan. But then the guy gets out of jail, and he doesn't split the money with him. Turns out the cab driver's blown that half a mil that guy stole. And now, all of a sudden, there's revenge. This is a movie in the making, dog. We just hit gold,
all
baby.
Right,
We're taking this to Hollywood.
All right. I need to redact all of this.
Yes. Take it out. Cut it.
It'd just be a 5-minute blank in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
Patent pending.
Patent pending.
So let's go the other route of what's going to happen to this dude. Let's go to the courtroom. But this.
Oh, God, yes. He's already been tried?
No. We're going to Oregon on this one. A judge got done with the court case and locked herself in the courtroom.
The judge did?
Yeah. The judge locked herself in the courtroom. Now,
okay,
this is where I have my laughs.
Did she want some alone time with the gavel? Is that why?
Oh, sweet bam, gavel. I love to pound you on things.
Oh, God. Hashtag pound me too.
So, we got an Oregon judge lady, and she gets locked in. What do you do? Do you call people?
You know, you just said Oregon judge lady, and all I could think about was somebody judging somebody playing in Oregon. Just like, it's the American Idol of Oregon playing.
That was awful. I've never heard worse.
Your pipes sound terrible.
You need to really clean out your pipes.
I don't know why they became English and snotty all of a sudden.
Because Simon Cowell.
I guess that's
the only person I remember that was, like, brutally honest. What'd she do because she got locked in? She doesn't make a phone call because, you know, that's too fucking sensible. She doesn't.
Cell phones don't exist.
Apparently, yeah. And apparently there's no phone in here, like a landline. So, in a feat not unlike fucking the Incredible Hulk, she used a bench as a battering ram to break free from said locked courtroom.
A fucking
bench. Like, this lady, just incredible.
How much CrossFit is this lady doing on the weekend?
She does not look the type that is bound by muscles unless under that robe is the body of, like, Miss Universe or whatever. What's that bodybuilding competition? But she,
no, you had it right.
Okay. Like, I'm just picturing her taking this off and just hulking up and battering this thing. Now, the best part is not only did she do that, they get out and, you know, they assess the fee. If me or you were to go through and battering ram a fucking courtroom door open with one of the benches that are located inside said courtroom, which aren't tiny, what would you imagine the cost would be?
Well, unfortunately, you're dealing with government property.
Exactly.
So it's probably like 10 grand for two fucking doors. It's some fucking retarded amount.
No, they said it's negligible and it's only about 3 grand tops because it's the judge. That would have been so much more money if it was anybody else, but it's the judge and they're like,
yeah,
eh.
It had to be.
Like,
but like, what are you supposed to do? Like, what? Okay, if she likes to go with the whole thing where she didn't have a cell phone, she didn't have any kind of other phone. There's no way to contact anybody. And what is it? It must have been the weekend, so they're not sentencing people or something.
Okay.
So like, there's no way anybody's gonna find her there. What was she supposed to do? Just stay in there and over the weekend for two fucking days?
Yeah, I think so. You know, and judge things.
That's the courteous thing to do, apparently.
She could judge the furniture. She could be Judge Dredd of the furniture. She is the law. Or you could be, continuing on the law stint, you could do the whole New Orleans Police Department looking for a person who stole a cell phone and was really fucking wise because he decided, you know, to take some photos of himself with a big, shit-eating grin. So, of course, it went straight to their iCloud.
Oh, my God.
I love
Why?
When people are just giving themselves away.
Man, I love when vanity bites people in the ass.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, hey, I'm not going to lie. Good-looking dude taking that photo.
Just like, damn, I'm looking fucking hot today. I'm feeling good. I stole a phone. Like, I deserve a selfie today. Like,
this looks like somebody. Somebody took that vanity photo and be like, yeah, I'm going to get all the people with this Tinder photo right here.
Maybe he was getting ready for his new shot at, like, that reality show where the prisoners are getting date requests from people from mugshots. Maybe he was like, I'm going to get a head start on this reality show.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you heard about that show?
No.
About there's like it's like a life or Love After Lockup or some shit like that.
Oh, what? Come on now.
Yo, I'm not even joking. Where it's like women like apparently will go through like mugshots of men, and if they're good looking in their mugshots, they reach out to them and like try to start relationships with them. And some actually, like, when they get out, continue the relationship. And then other times, of course, this happens, is these people are using those people to, like, get them to send them money for, like, commissary things and shit like that.
Oh, my God. Like, that's...
They're honey-dicking people from prison.
That's amazing. That's like a, what? That's like a lower version of that one dude who got arrested and everybody start going, oh, he looks so dreamy. And then now he's a fucking model.
Yeah, that's basically what this is. It's really weird. But this dude was doing. He was just getting a head start on his criminal Tinder profile.
I just love it, the fact that people are just now realizing, yeah, some good-looking people do go to jail for being asshats. Yeah, it happens.
They all don't have scars or eye patches.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's thinking it's Machete going to jail. That's all the way they all look.
Machete. Yeah, exactly. Stereotype much? Gee.
No. Or here's one I want to talk to you because, of course, this fucking happened. And it's going to happen with more malice eventually. But that's in California. And I'm doing air quotes here. Gun-trained teacher accidentally discharged his firearm in a classroom, injuring a student. A.K.A. he shot a student.
Yeah, that shit just is going to happen, unfortunately.
Well, just wait. I mean, one of these teachers are going to snap, man. I had mentally unstable teachers that were fired for the shit they are doing in classrooms and saying, I would be terrified to see either one of those two have a firearm at any point in time I was in school.
Right. Well, and that's the thing is that if they want to do that, there's going to be background checks and even more background checks. It's just weird. Like, it's going to be this weird layering of things. I don't know what the fucking answer is.
Well,
goddamn.
The best example I can give is like that story you were telling me where the kid stole the hard drive and really fucked with the teacher. Now,
yes.
Imagine if that teacher had a gun. Like, you'd all of a sudden, all right, we're just going to play Russian roulette until somebody fesses up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. That would never fucking happen. I don't.
No,
I would,
that's like an that's extreme, say, but we're at least 2 years away from that happening.
Yeah, it's weird. It just, man, everybody's trying to come up with solutions, and I don't know what the fucking answer is.
We need a turret system, and anything it identifies as a target, it just lays waste to scorched fucking earth.
What are you fucking? You trying to create one of those goddamn like post-apocalyptic world? It's not even post-apocalyptic. It's just like where it's like. Security cameras, they just all have guns on them on every corner.
Yeah, of course, why not? I mean, it's just all of a sudden you hear that thing spooling up, you're like, shit, I'm just going to class. All right.
You hear like silencers, like you'll just be standing right as at the crosswalk, and some dude's like, I'm not waiting, starts to jaywalk, and it's yeah, it's like a silencer just takes him out in front of you.
Oh shit, like, shouldn't have jaywalked. Ah, damn.
I didn't realize jaywalking took a way harsher turn now.
Shot me in the elbow, you fuck! Hey, guys, we need to correct that. It shot him in the elbow. We are going for the spine.
We're going for the headshots, guys. Lethal. Lethal was used in the documents.
Can you guys put, like, a cyanide bullet on there?
A cyanide bullet.
Let's get real tactical here.
I want it to be a slow death.
I want them to look like natural causes. You know, the natural kind, where you foam at the mouth. But yeah, I mean, fuck.
Dude, I wanted to bring something up to you right now that I thought was hilarious. I was on our Twitter the other day, and I noticed we had a new follower. And this person, I was like, oh, cool, I like new followers, and maybe they like what we're doing here. And then I went to their profile, and clearly it was one of these campaigns where you mass follow a bunch of people. And this dude is selling shit on eBay.
Oh, great.
And I'll give you a guess of what he's selling.
I'm guessing it's AR-15s for our Messiah.
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, okay. I would have promoted that Twitter account.
No, this one, this is one of the tweets, or I screenshot a bunch of these because, of course, they unfollowed us like 2 days later. But it was, back in stock, 30 bull male sex enhancement pills, free shipping.
Oh, hell yeah. They make you strong like bull.
What the hell is a bull male sexual enhancement? What is? Why do they need bull there?
Because it's actually like 16 Viagra in one.
So it's like enough to get a bull hard? Is that what?
Yeah,
the
just
joke is?
Just imagine that. Just watching her walking around, and you just see a bull's dong just jiggling, like I can't do it, anything.
Also, just in time, he has just in time for, you know, the upcoming aforementioned 420 coming up next month. He has back in stock, you know, some bubblers and some hookahs for you.
All right, there we go.
Yeah,
I see where he's going here.
You could celebrate Hitler's birthday in style.
Jesus,
dude, I love saying that. Like when people make the generic 420 like joke, they'll be like, "Oh, 420's coming up." I'm like, "Yeah, what are you doing for Hitler's birthday?" And like they always look at me super weird.
Well, the whole thing about 420 is a fucking joke. The way that thing is, it's like, oh, it's a yo, dude. It's like International Pot Day. It's like, nah, not really. What the fuck? It's just another day.
It's just, it's dumb. It's dumb.
Well, isn't the whole
everybody's got to have a day though, Nathan? Well, don't you know that?
Isn't it?
Everybody gets one.
It's been debunked though. Police don't use 420 to call in for, like, pot. That's not a thing. That everybody.
Is that what the whole thing was?
Well,
I have
people
no idea.
Used to say that, and that's fucking been debunked. Like, no, you fucking dumb shit. That's not it.
That sounds stupid anyway.
Well, I mean, yeah. It's like, man, who was high when they told you this? I just made up
no,
a day.
Man, that's just stupid altogether. It's fucking dumb.
Well, that was entire, like, what was it? Junior high and high school. Everybody was like, oh, man, hey, it's 420. You got to go out and, you know, gotta go rip a couple fat ones.
Gonna white wall a couple bong rips, man.
Billy Bong Thornton all day. And then those.
Billy Bong Thornton.
I love people that say Billy Bong Thornton because, well, back in my day in school, that was how you clearly identified. But you don't fucking smoke. Get the hell out of here.
Fucking narc!
You fucking watch Half Bake. I know this. Get out of here. Somebody should kick you in the throat.
Yeah. Yep. Dude, hey, I was going to talk to you about this. So the other day I was watching a film that is way better than I God, I'm sorry about that. Ugh, that was gross.
May the Messiah bless you.
Yeah. But I was watching a film that I totally forgot how good it was. And that's Die Hard 2.
Oh, the one that takes place after the Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, this one's a Christmas movie, too. It happens in the airport during Christmas.
But it's less of a Christmas. It's more of a Christmas Eve movie.
Right.
It doesn't have the Nagatomi Plaza.
I forgot how awesome. You know, I don't think I actually ever watched Die Hard 2 before this time. Like, I think I'd seen bits and pieces, but never watched it all the way through.
Is that the one with the bombs, or is that the three?
No, this one is the one where they're in an airport, and, like, the guys have taken over, like, the communication systems to all the planes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but... my favorite. Well, there's a couple things I wrote down that I just wanted to talk about. First of all, at the beginning with the main bad guy, when he's in the fucking room doing like yoga poses and stuff, like watching the news, and then all of a sudden he becomes like sharpshooter with his like the remote to turn it off. Like he just like does like a turnaround, like shoot at the TV, like with the remote. Like yeah, I could totally take somebody out if I was sharpshooting right now.
There you go. I mean, you gotta hone those skills.
It's just really funny because it's, like, so absurd. He's just like, "Bajah!" It's like something a dorky dad would do to, like, try to, like, get his, like, four-year-old to laugh. Like, "Bajah!"
He looked like somebody playing, like, Call of Duty on the Wii.
Yeah, exactly. Like, "Hoo-yah!" It's so weird.
Why is Duff Man in this movie? Because you're doing the, "Oh, yeah!"
Yeah, exactly. Dude, the other thing is, like... so this like this movie's from the 90s, which is what's hilarious is how many times they reference like it's the 90s, John, get with the technology. Oh. Like they're trying to tell him, like he's because like his wife calls him from a plane from the plane. And she's like, it's the 90s, John. Of course, there's phones on planes.
That's so sad.
But what's even more, what's my favorite part about that though is like they have a bunch of stuff that happens that doesn't happen anymore.
What, like human interaction?
Well, that, and then also the fact that, like, so John's wife is sitting on the plane, right? And, like, after she hangs up with him for the first phone call, and, like, this old lady sitting next to her goes, isn't technology great? And she's like, it sure is, but my husband doesn't think so, ha, ha, ha. And then she goes, I think it's wonderful, and she reaches in her purse and pulls out a taser on a fucking plane and says, I love this thing, and zaps it. It, like, you know, activates it on the plane.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the problem here. That seems like a normal thing. Everyday occurrence.
I don't, like, I couldn't even see that happening, like, that definitely isn't happening now. But, like, we flew on planes a couple times as kids, and there's no way on God's green earth that would have happened even then, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
It was really fucking weird.
I mean, if it fucking happened now, all you'd hear from me is go, fuck, 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 and just somebody going, oh, what the hell's going on over here? As you hear, like, snapping going on, you're like, ah!
Yeah. I like how in the movie, too, a stewardess is literally right next to him and pays a zero mind to it, just doesn't even turn around and address it.
Of course. I mean, that's the way to handle it the best way possible.
I also like the fact that, like, you can just smoke in an airport. Like, John just keeps lighting up cigarettes left and right. It's hilarious.
Yeah, the whole thing, like, all the smoking's crazy. I can't wait. If they do a remix to that, it'll be like... Yo, man, don't worry, I'm just vaping. Look at this sick cloud, dude. Oh, I got popcorn lung.
Oh, my God. I also, like, I also love the guy who is, like, the main security guy or runs the police for the airport. And he's, because every time they're in a room, he's in a room with John McClane, he's always like, you're out of fucking line, McClane. And then, but anytime John's not in the same room with them, he always is like, where the fuck is McClane? Like, he has this weird obsession with him.
Yeah, I mean, they're taking beats from fucking Beverly Hills Cop. Because it's the same shit over there. Where's Foley? God damn it, Foley.
Yeah, it's just like, I just want him in here so I can yell at him.
Pretty much.
I'm going to yell at him because I really love him.
Deep desires to sleep with... I mean, also,
this movie also just does a weird job of going full circle all the goddamn time.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
It just constantly just goes, like, wraps things up. Like, at the beginning, he gets his car towed away, right? That's how, in, like, at the end of the movie, the guy who's been yelling at him the whole time is just like, hey, McClane, this is your car ticket. He's like, yeah. And he's like, consider it gone. And he rips it up and stuff. I'm like, oh, cool, asshole. I just saved the world and, like, saved a bunch of planes from crashing down, and you just ripped up a $40 ticket. That's cool.
Yep.
We're even.
Yeah, that made up for it. Thank you. That had a lot of sentimental value to it.
I have to ask you, though, do you remember this movie super well or not really?
Vaguely.
Okay, my question is, do you find which scene is more absurd? The ejector seat where he ejects himself before the grenades blow up, or the snowmobiles, like jumping all the snowmobiles and shit like that?
Oh, it's always the ejector seat. Anytime they use that garbage in like any movie, you're like, what the fuck? Get the fuck out of here. This ain't no goddamn Batmobile. Nobody has this shit.
Well, remember it was in the plane, so there's ejector seats in planes.
In a fucking, like, fighter jet?
Dude, that's what it was. It was a military-grade plane he was in.
Okay, well, now that's feasible. See, my memory's
But, like,
bad.
If this is what happens, though, remember, like, so the dudes throw, like, 4 grenades inside the cabin because the plane had crashed or something? And so they threw, or no, it hadn't crashed. It was just he locked himself in the pilot's cockpit because that, like, the main dude that they were remember, they're trying to get that general from some foreign country. They're trying to get a general and get him that there and then get him out of there.
Oh, yeah, General Hux. What a dick, that ginger.
But anyway, they're trying to get that general out of there. And so John confronts him on the runway and he and then, like, all the other henchmen show up, right? And so, but John jumps into the, like, the cockpit area and shuts the door so they can't get through it. And, then, like, it's bulletproof, so they're trying to shoot at it. But they shoot out all the glass in front of, like, the cockpit, and they throw the grenades in. And then he sits in the ejector seat while before the grenades go off and launches himself at the ejector seat as soon as all the grenades go off. So it's just, like, a giant ball of fire, and he's in the ejector seat, like, ah! Like, and then he pops the parachute and shit.
Well, I mean, of course,
it's one of the most ridiculous scenes ever. But then later, they're on snowmobiles, and he, like...
Is that the one where they're basically, like, slalom racing through with jet fucking snowmobiles?
Yes, basically. Okay. And then, like, at one point, they all, like, blow the fuck up really hard, and it's just like, what in the fuck?
Yeah, that whole... Okay, I remember that scene because that one tied into... what came later, which was on a James Bond movie from, like, Tomorrow Never Dies, because they do the same shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're watching going, no fucking way. You can't ride this shit and shoot. Get out of here.
Like, and my favorite part, too, is, like, when they actually have, like, what they, like, the bad guys that show that, like, they do have the upper hand is they make one of the planes, tell one of the planes they can land, even though they can't. And so when the plane comes in, it, like, just hits the ground, right, because they don't, like, they're coming in at too steep of an angle. They, like, do something to fuck with their communications or whatever.
Gotcha.
So the plane lands and just starts fucking, it starts skidding. And all of a sudden, it just randomly, like, explodes.
Yeah, because that's how physics work.
Yeah, but it's like the model and everything they do is just, like, so over the top and ridiculous. And you're like, oh, my God.
It's like, we got this person in here. He's an apprentice to our director. His name's Michael Bay. He's going to be here for a while. We need more explosions, guys.
Hear me out. Explosions.
Hear me out. What if it only goes, like, 20 feet on the ground and then it blows up? Well, that's not how but it blows up. Okay, trust me. It'll be awesome.
I think you're missing it. I'm talking about a massive explosion. No, we got that. No, I don't think you're getting it. It's going to be gigantic. You can't just keep using different words for a big explosion, Mike.
So they're going to shoot this out. It's going to compound the jet's ability to fly. So he's going to crash and have to use the ejector seat. But what if they throw in some explosives? What? God damn it.
He's just wearing, like, glasses with the mustache on him, like, so it doesn't look like him. I say we had some explosions.
All right, I think we got a scene.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Explosions? We need explosions. Lots of them.
God damn it, Michael Bay just keeps sneaking in on the fucking slots.
How many times have I told that assistant director to get the fuck out of my chair? He's altered my movie!
No wonder Bruce Willis won't work with me anymore.
Damn it! I tried! So,
yeah.
And in talks with your happy birthday Hitler conversation, I forgot to mention this last week while I was in Oklahoma going through Blackwell. And I'm not making this up. There is a legitimate house with a nice big chimney. In this chimney is inlaid brick swastika.
What?
Yeah. Just driving this through this little podunk town, and there's a swastika on a chimney. As we were driving through.
Like they laid the bricks to look like a swastika?
Yep. Like this was completely intentional, and people were had no fucking problem, apparently, by doing this.
Well, here's my question. Is it a Buddhist family who lives there?
Absolutely fucking not.
Well, then
talking
they
Oklahoma.
Have, well, I just have to ask because technically that's where that symbol comes from. So I was trying to give them an out, but I don't see how they could have
no, one. No. They're just.
Was this also with this chimney? Did there happen to be like very high walls, like almost compoundish around it?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It's definitely gated in hard.
Yeah, you probably drove by a compound, man. Those exist.
The stoop was actually walled off. It's really bizarre.
So you're telling me they kicked Stoop Kid off his stoop?
Oh, yeah, he lost his stoop. They now have it walled off. It looked like the entrance to a fucking prison.
That's fucking, that's terrifying.
Yeah, welcome to backcountry.
Did they
Oklahoma.
Have a sign above the entrance that said, work will set you free?
Oh, my God. No.
I'm just asking, man. I wasn't there.
Oh, okay. No. No, they did not. They had work hard, work harder.
Is that a Kevin Hart quote?
I have no idea.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking ridiculous. I can't believe. It was like the architecture. Oh my God. I have to tell you about this. So I watched part of this show on Netflix. Where it was this architecture show where it was, like, this famous dude who designs houses.
Okay.
Like, he would take people around. He was taking this person around to houses that he designed for people, right? So he gets hired to design these elaborate houses for people.
Okay.
And I only watched one episode because I was like, fuck these people. So it was the, like, I think either, like, CFO or CEO at one point of IBM. In her house, and she wanted they use wings from a commercial plane as like the roof and stuff like that.
Okay.
In Arizona, and so like they designed a whole house out of these airplane parts. And my favorite part is they're like, "Well, we really wanted this property to be very eco friendly." I'm like, "Eco friendly? So you went and bought a fucking plane?
Yeah, I mean,
decommissioned plane, and then fucking put it out there and all that shit."
I think that's this project's really taken off. I think I want to know where it goes,
dude. No, it was built already, so you're seeing everything. Look, my favorite thing is they had to go through 13 different government agencies to approve the house because all the like parts of the plane that were used for the roof, if you were a plane like 50,000 feet in the air, it would look like a down plane, so they didn't want to freak people out. So I was like, you guys are fucking assholes. Like, you just have like parts of a plane down there freaking people out thinking it's a crash plane, but it's your fucking house.
Yeah, pretty much.
How much money do you, like, how bored are you and you have so much money that you're just like, yeah, I can pay to have 13 government agencies approve my designs for a house?
I mean, you're a giant asshole, but if you want to be a cool asshole, you need to make the chimney actually come from one of where the motors would be just to really fucking set it off from the sky.
Oh, my God. Just that'd be hilarious.
Oh, my God, that plane just crashed. Oh, no, that's just Tim and his family fucking lit another fire. They're assholes.
What's weird, too, is this, like, house is mostly glass. Like, it's, like, so, like, it looks like the plane wings are just kind of hovering a little bit if you're just on the ground looking at them.
All right.
But and, like, that's where they're, like, it's eco-friendly because we let most natural light in almost all day long and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, my God, go fuck yourself. You want to be eco-friendly, how about don't build a fucking house in the middle of the desert somewhere, you know?
And this was the start of Burning Man.
It just made me, like, it was just so weird. They're like, we're eco-friendly, so we're going to go buy a fucking used plane. And the fact that they were trying to call it eco-friendly.
The fact that you're telling me it's eco-friendly in a desert with glass makes me think they used the desert sand, heated it, and turned it into glass for this house. Blasted the whole fucking thing.
So dumb. Sorry, that was just a random, like, you brought up the chimney thing and it made me think about that. And I was like, fuck those people. Like, you have money. Go for it. You can do what you want with your money. I have the right to also call you an asshole for spending your money like a dick.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Just because you have all the money doesn't mean you can throw it in our face with your fucking shitty eco-friendly crash plane. Somebody's going to come by and shoot that thing. Like, that's going to get rocks thrown at it so hard.
I've never gotten the, like, appeal of having a giant house that was worth a shit ton of money like that.
So, I think that does it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, thank you for listening to this fun-filled episode that we have for you. Be sure to tune into the fastest-growing internet show on the internet! That is, Who Gives an F? You've tuned in to this beauty. Comes out every Wednesday. You could check out Things About Stuff. Comes out every Friday. You could check out Snap Reviews that come out on Mondays, Fridays, Mondays, and more Fridays. It's just a beautiful thing we got going. A nice cyclical effect going on here, if you haven't noticed. And then, the thing, the main event that you all want to see, the WrestleMania of our website, that is
Fun Pun Gaming. That's where Nathan, Jake, and I all play a bunch of random video games and talk shit on each other and the game. You can check those out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Right on the website. You can see them right on the main page. And if you need every playthrough ever done, just head on over to the Fun Pun Gaming tab. And then if you need it right as we release them, head on over to youtube.com, search Fun Pun Gaming, and hit subscribe. Yeah. Also, guys, don't forget to check out my buddies at the No Sleep podcast. I was just on that today. They'll be releasing that in the next week, so check that out. And don't forget to check out our boys over at Blue Shack Podcast for all your gaming news needs.
There we go. And ladies and gentlemen, damn it, Nevada, you fucked up my bracket. We're out.
It's March of Madness.
Who is it? We'll be right back.